We have been starting to learn the halachas of Shavuos, Simon Tov Tzadi Dalet. And we've been learning a little bit about the fact that it's on the 50th day. We discussed the concept of being on the 50th day, starting Maariv only by Nacht. These were the points covered yesterday. The night. Tikkun Leil. Here comes the Mishneh Berurah. I'm in Tzivkotn Aleph. Second line. And he brings, which is quite rare, very rare indeed, for the Mishneh Berurah to quote a Zohar HaKadosh. The Mishneh Berurah here quotes a Zohar HaKadosh. And he says as follows. Is the Bezoya. Shechasidim orishoinim, the earlier Chasidim. They were up the entire night. And they were busy learning Torah. Now the Mishneh Berurah tends not to bring the Zohar HaKadosh. He writes early in Chelek Aleph that everything the Mishneh Berurah says al pi nigla, and we don't normally go with Nista, with Kabbalah here. It's one of those exceptions. Mishneh Berurah brings the Zohar HaKadosh, and he says it's Mavur and the Zohar one should learn throughout the night. No, he doesn't say one should. He says that was what the earlier Hasidim used to do. Ve'kvanagu, here he adds, and the custom has been already a widespread custom. Roiv aloim di, many learners lasos came to do so. He carries on. Ve'isa b'shulchan aruch ha'ari, he quoting further the Ari HaKadosh. He adds the following fascinating point. Da, you should know. Shkol mi shebelay lo lo'ishin klal, whoever is up the entire night, whoever stays up and learns through the night, whoever learns through the whole night, it is certain, it is sure, it's confirmed, it's guaranteed that he will complete his year, and no harm will happen to him. What kind of harm? Whether that's physical harm, spiritual harm, a very specific kind of harm, I don't know. But it's some sort of bracha and some sort of guarantee that if somebody stays up and learns, is guaranteed that is guaranteed from not having any harm. What kind of harm, I don't know. But a specific kind of harm he will not have. Now, what is the reason why we stay up in the night? So there's various reasons. The reason that he brings is V'atam. The reason why we stay up, famously, the simple understanding for it, the non-Kabbalistic, simple, straightforward rationale for staying up in the night is, she'isoel, that the Yidden, ho'yishenim kol ha'layla, they, as we know, they slept through the night, when they were meant to receive the Torah, and Hashem had to waken them up to receive the Torah. So, therefore, we've got to sort it out. This was a mistake. This was a mishap. The Yidden should not have slept in the night, and therefore they overslept. And since they overslept, this is a tie on them. They should have been waking up early. We know waking up early is a great concept. We find this by Avraham Avinu, Vayashkem Avraham. But you know, you wake up early to do the mitzvahs, and certainly when it comes to receiving the Torah, it showed a certain lack of preparation, a lack of excitement, and therefore, in order to Hashem to wake them up, and in order to rectify that, we are stay up the whole night. And we therefore oversleep in the day, but at least we're up the whole night. So, what the Medrash means exactly by oversleeping, that requires understanding. And Bale Drush, they spend a lot of trying to explain how come they overslept and why did they oversleep and what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke them up. This is all for the Balei Da'as Shonim to explain that, but either way, the Pshat in the Magen Avraham is that they overslept and need to be woken up, and we've got to rectify that by learning up in the night. Right, there's many questions on that, but that's what the Mishneh Berurah brings. What is to be learned in this very special, unique night. Now, I wanted to point out, there is no early Mekoiris for that. I believe that we mentioned, when it comes to Shavuos, everybody stays up, and that's very widespread, and it's incredible. I get always amazed when I... sometimes I speak on Shavuos, and it's even the shuls that you don't expect them to have such huge crowds, and it's quite amazing what kind of people stay up and who stays up the whole night. It's mind blowing indeed. So, but it's not even a mitzvah, it's not even a halacha, it's not a shulchan aruch, it's something which comes from late authorities. I'm not saying it's not important, I'm just saying the source of that is something which is quite in the halachic world is quite recent, and yet it becomes so important. When it comes to Pesach, which is a Tosefta, which is Shulchan Aruch, which is main halacha, that we're staying up on Pesach night, nobody seems to bother. I know we've tried to explain it, we've tried to, but the question remains, there's something interesting to think about. So, the fact is, people tend to stay up on Shavuos night, and that's great, it's amazing, it's very inspiring. The question is, what are we meant to learn on that night? What are we meant to learn? So, what are we meant to learn? What are you meant to learn on Shavuos night? So, I believe it's true to say that the ancient custom was to learn the Tikkun Leil. Tikkun Leil is actually a text called Tikkun Leil Shavuos. I know we call the whole night the Tikkun Leil, which is not really accurate, because really there's a sefer called Tikkun Leil Shavuos. In some communities, you get that as a bar mitzvah present, because it's not the kind of standard text. It's Tikkun Leil. Now, I've got over here, I got it indeed as a bar mitzvah present. It's a Tikkun Leil Shavuos. It's called Tikkun Leil Shavuos. It tells you exactly what you meant. It's Rödelheim. Rödelheim is known. I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it? Actually, yes. It's Tikkun Leil Shavuos. I don't know if I can. Yeah, can you see it? Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Somebody's able to. Maybe we can just try to show it once. It starts with Chumash, starting going through Bereshis Bo, and then I can just point at this. Going through Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, after going through Torah Shebiksav, followed by Torah Shebaal Peh, and he carries on. Paragraph after paragraph, continuing like this. Now, Lemaisa, you can't carry on after looking the later parts. You see Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and after going through whole Shas, every Masech that's got a first Mishnah of the Perek, a last Mishnah of the Perek, and so on, carrying on through entire Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh. This is what is called the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. And that is the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. And that was very widespread to do. It is inaccurate what many think today, that it's Chassidim who said the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, and it's the Litvak Sudden. This is untrue. Many Yakis used to say the Tikkun Leil Shavuos and still do. Many Ashkenazim, many Litvishas, it is quite... But, what is true to say that over the generations, especially the yeshivish, the yeshivalite, people who were zochet to learn the yeshivas, and people who were zochet to learn the kollelim, they felt that it is very, very... when it comes to, it's an anti-climax, we're receiving the Torah, we're getting the Torah, of course, the Eker Torah is the Amolosh of the Torah, and is the what's called in Yiddish the Harvanya, to learn and to steig and to sweat over a piece of Gemara, and to have a difficult pshat, and a kasha, and a teretz, a rashke, and a toispas, to really plow through a sugya. That is really what Kabbalah's Torah is all about. And if you look at the words of the Mishnah, he also says to be oisik b'toyer, the point is to be oisik b'toyer, to busy oneself in Torah. Therefore, many people felt it was difficult to just go through many pages of the Tikkun Leil without much understanding, you don't need to understand, you need to say it. And the fact it was really an anticlimax, and really what you've got to do rather is to learn properly, to learn, or it can even be through a shir. If you listen to a shir, there's also proper learning and heavy duty, solid learning, which is much more, I don't want to say, what's the right word? Much more, I don't want to say productive, but that's not the right word. Much more I don't know what to say. Much more cognitively challenging, should we say that? Then going through the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. I want to say it's you can't say this is right and this is wrong. I think that over the last years, I think that since the last 30, 40, 50 years, my guess is that the Tikkun has lost a lot of its customers and people have gone much more to the proper learning. Can't comment. What I can say is a story that I had myself. It's a story that I gave me a tremendous amount. Just a short story that I when I was a bacher, we were brought up with a Tikkun Leil Shavuos. We were brought up with a Tikkun Leil Shavuos. I went to Gate City Shiva, and then in Gate City Shiva, it was the first year I was a bacher, and I had to when it was a Tikkun Leil Shavuos, and I felt like, you know, saying the Tikkun like I always did, but on the other hand, we had in yeshiva, you don't say the Tikkun, you know, yeshiva people learn through the night. Now in Gate said it's a bit of a joke because it's the deep summer and it only goes dark at I don't know, midnight, and you start davening at 1, so it's not much learning. But anyway, that little bit of learning that there is, you want to do proper solid learning with chavusa and everything. You feel like, so I didn't want to do, that's the minhag, but that's what's minhag amokim. So asked Rabbi Levi Zichroni Livracha. Now, as an introduction, Rabbi Levi was a shas. He was a person that knew. He had a photographic memory. Rabbi Levi in Zurich was the Rav in Zurich. He had a photographic memory. You could literally, shas was on his fingertips, and Shulchan Aruch Mishnah was on his fingertips. He was an incredible gaon, a talmid of Moshe Feinstein of the early years. He learned by Moshe in 1972. On the other hand, so he was very litvish, very, very litvish. On the other hand, he was also very, very much, he valued Minhagim very much. He was very much valued Minhagim. So I asked him, I called him up, and I said, Rabbi Levi, I don't know what to do. This is my first Shavuos in Yeshiva. I don't know, should I learn the Tikkun Leil Shavuos? Or should I learn like everybody else, learn in the Sugyas, in Shavuos? And Rabbi Levi, who I asked him probably over the years, dozens or perhaps hundreds of shailas as a bacher, hundreds probably, and I never had any hesitation from him, and I never experienced him ever saying, you know, everything was clear, he was an incredible posek. It's quite rare to have somebody that everything was glass clear. He, the only time that he had reservations was that shaila that I asked him. He says, I don't know what to tell you. So it's a very, very, I don't know the answer. He said, I don't know. On the one hand, Tikkun is such a precious minhag. On the other hand, to learn properly with Amala Bat Torah, he's doing something so special. I can't answer you. I don't know. I have to think about it. He came back to me. Even when I got back to him, he still wasn't sure. He couldn't pass from that shaila. Now, I just bring this as he gave me an enormous amount because I could see that how much he valued the minhag on the one hand and how much he valued learning properly on the other hand. And he wasn't able to make such a decision, which that itself, I think, is a very precious story. But either way, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into that detail. And of course, one should do as one feels more comfortable and what the minhag. But Lemaisa, he doesn't address that shaila, what is best. Interestingly, I saw later that Tzvi Pesach Frank speaks about that very shaila, and he says that if we go about Kabbalah Satoira, then of course there's nothing greater than sitting and schwitzing through a sugya. But again, the Meister, for many, many centuries, people said this Tikkun, the big Talmud Chachamim also used to say the Tikkun. It's a very hard decision. Okay, we carry on. But Tzichli Zoya continues the Mishnah Berurah. When it comes to staying up over Shavuos night, Tzichli Zoya Oisman Oirim Kalalailo. People who stay up in the night, here comes a few interesting shailas that one need to be aware of. If a person stays up, you stay up in the night, you cannot randomly stay on the Tilas Yudayim like you do every morning. Only you need to first be excused, and then after you've been excused, then before davening, you can say to Bochum the Tilas Yudayim. What you do is you stop learning, you go out, and you wash your hands, and then you can say Ashayotza and Tilas Yudayim. Kemuvar Elsim and Dalem Mishnebusiv Kotn Lamet and Shom. Now, he doesn't actually say when you have to stop. That's a bit of a discussion. The Poskim, because really you're not allowed to learn once you cannot really. But he doesn't. Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to bother about it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say you have to stop learning the minute of Alois. He doesn't seem to be bothered about that. He just says that you, before davening, you must ensure that you go out and then you can make the two brachas. So you don't have to mamash stop at the second. It doesn't seem to be pointing out the halacha that some seem to be particular about nowadays. Okay, it continues. What about the bracha on tilas kopn? Yishtez ben apoyskim zemachloikes. Halken therefore yirel noch lechav lifto yose bevoch shemoch al talis gadol. What we do nowadays is just make a bracha on tilas on the talis, and that is fine. Kuvola elsim and ches. For any birkas atoyra with regards to birkas atoyra and leel mishlebura that you can make birkas atoyra provided you slept on the day earlier. If you slept a half an hour the previous day, then you can make Birkas HaTorah. Otherwise not, you should wait somebody to be motzi you that did sleep in the night, or again slept the previous day at least a half an hour. What is discussed over there? It's also one of those nights one shouldn't be. Okay. Now continues the Shulchan Aruch. So we learned that we say the full Hallel, and now it continues with God.
What about after the staying up? Is there a time to say Shachris? Like, should you do it with Nates, or can you do it earlier?
The Mishnah Berurah doesn't address that point. Earlier or later? What are you referring to?
Earlier than
Nates. No, you cannot daven, and you shouldn't daven Shmoneh Esser before Nates. I mean, it would be, you can only daven Shmoneh Esser before Nets if it's a Tzorech Godol. And is that considered a Tzorech Godol?
This year, is it maybe you could die to go to sleep and then get up at like 9 o'clock?
Perhaps. And then, perhaps. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually speak about the importance of davening nets. That is something which seemed to be even more recent. If there's an inyan of staying up by night, but that doesn't include also the davening. Davening is not part of this. So if a person really wants to stay up the night and daven 9 o'clock, there's nothing against it. So one exactly should go to bed, I suppose, as he should learn as much as he can. But you're right, Abkidin, you're right. To daven before nets is a very big bedievet. One shouldn't daven before nets. You can only daven before nets if it's Tzorech Gadol, if a person's traveling, these kind of...
I'm just thinking this year, we probably won't be in shul, so...
Yeah, so probably, I think, kind of what you think, gentlemen, but I think it makes the most sense. A person should learn as much as he can through the night, and afterwards, probably davening at 9 o'clock. I would say, if a person is unable to learn on his own until nets, then I would imagine that makes the most sense. To go to sleep and wake up for nets makes no sense. I don't think it does.
It's not to set an alarm, because there's a chashash you'll miss it if you go to sleep.
Yeah, probably. Probably makes sense, or a shoma, or an alarm. Yeah. Now I don't know if it's true what I'm saying, but I believe it makes little. Let's think this through together. Does it make sense if a person is unable to stay up the whole night? Does it make sense because he normally needs the structure and the energy of a shir, and he's unable to just sit in front of Gemara and learn until next. If a person is unable to do that, does it make sense or not? Let's think this through together. Would it make sense for him to go to sleep at, say, Chatzos, or after that, and to go to sleep 1 hour or two, and then wake up to daven with the nets? Is there any halachic, or Kabbalistic, or any reason to do that?
Well, nets is always the best time to daven.
Yeah, okay, you're right. There's always an inyan to daven nets. You're right. Yeah, especially b'yichidus as well. You're right. But I don't think there's more than the general hiddur of davening nets, which is great, but I don't think there's more than that on Shavuos than the other nights. I personally feel that you're not gaining anything. If a person is going to sleep, there's not any of davening with the nets. I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody will argue with me. I don't know. Pardon?
Is davening stuck in at all their mistake of sleeping in? You made sure you were awake in time.
It's interesting, yeah. I don't know.
When Where's the first register? Where is this registered?
Say that again.
Where is it registered?
What?
Learning.
So the first Makoyah for learning seems to be from the Zohar Kodosh. It's not in Nigla. It's not in Nigla. It's from the Ari HaKodesh, from the Zohar HaKodesh. Yeah. Okay. Now, we continue. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says the following. Motzin Shnei Sforim, we take out two Sifat Torah. V'Koyrin Rishon Chamisho, there's five Aliyahs with the first Sifat Torah. M'Chodesh, Shlishi, Atzoy, Vaseida, Mafti, Koyrin, Shin, V'Yim, Avikurim. Yeah, umafti b'merkovid yecheskel misam posuk v'tzini ruach. All right, Mishnebura says over here that we learn Koyim Rishon Aminik loyma akdomas. Of course, we say the very holy akdomas, such a unique tefillah, very special tefillah. It's really amazing. It's really, 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 really special tefillah. There's many traditions associated with the actual tefillah. Some say it was written by Rabbeinu, forgotten now who was just about to be killed al Kiddush Hashem, and before that he wrote them. So it's very powerful. Not everything is understood but it's an amazing, awesome tefillah. So the question is, when do you say the Akdomas? When you say the Akdomas, v'skimo kamachonim leimaz zeh koydim shemaschel akoyin levorich ala Torah. Whilst there was a discussion in earlier sources where when exactly should be recited, some say you say after the bracha of the oile, or at what stage exactly. The consensus, universal custom, and the consensus of the poskim is you say it before the aliyah of the koyin. Like this, you don't get into trouble. Koydim shemaschel akoyin levorich ala Torah v'chin aminik. Kayon become kelas, and that's generally the minig in most kelas. Ochen, Yitziv Pizgom Shom B'yam Sheini, Yitziv Pizgom, which is said on the second day, based kez Avtoirim, his pashim is a koim, slum, rach, apostle Gishon Avtoir, that is normally recited by the Avtoirim. Yeah. I think the Akdomas should be said. I don't see why not. You know, I don't see why, what are you losing out by saying Akdomas? Yitziv Pizgom, I'm not sure about Yitziv Pizgom because that's really part of, normally put it part of the after. I don't know. But Akdomas, I would say that one should say that Akdomas. Yeah. Yes, and of course, Sifkot and Gimel Mishnebura, Koyrin Adibras, and we say that says Adibras, but Tam Elyon on the special Tam Elyon. Ein Bevi Aloch, Shbeati Baruch, more is discussed in the Bealochem. Okay, gentlemen, just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about this very unique minik of staying up. Zohar Kodesh says one should stay up. The Chassidim Rishonim stayed up and they were delving, learning Torah. The reason is because they overslept. We want to rectify that. We learn in order to rectify that mishap that took place when he didn't receive the Torah. We need to rectify this. So by the way, it's a very interesting lashon that. Therefore, it's on us to rectify it. Isn't that interesting? It's on us to rectify it. We need to rectify it. Very interesting. And then he gives some basic guidelines about what's the brachas if a person stays up. He speaks about Akdomas. We learned about the leanings and Aseres Adibras and the Avtoira. Right, these were the topics we covered this evening.